There are more than 12,500 nonprofit organizations in Utah, according to data from the Internal Revenue Service. Most of them are very small, with less than $50,000 in annual revenue. Some, though, are much larger, and one, Intermountain Healthcare, is by far the largest. Religious organizations are not included in that total.
Oftentimes, we focus a lot on government, how the government can solve our problems. But I think this helps illustrate the power and the breadth and how many small holes are being filled by nonprofits as well.
You're listening to Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. At the request of the Utah Nonprofits Association, Utah Foundation has just published a report on the state of nonprofit organizations in Utah. The number is growing, and it appears the sector as a whole is flourishing. Before the report was released, the Utah Foundation staff met to brief members of its Board of Trustees on the findings. The conversation included President Sean Tigan, Research Director Christopher Collard, Research Analyst Ashley Marshall Cantor, and interns Marin Cottrell, Jazz Landeros, Holden Cheney, Jackson Sheen, and Lucas Souza Rodriguez.
I think the key takeaways from this report really have to do with the fact that Utah, even without thinking about religion, we are higher than the nation in terms of assets and income for organizations. And part of that actually has to do with a couple of the largest nonprofits in the state, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But when you look at organizations and nonprofits overall, we've got in Utah over 12,000 of them. And these are tax-exempt organizations kind of broadly. And you see that this is about a 6% growth over 2023, and you see a continued growth over the past 6 years of filings. And again, these are actually 2024 filings. We don't have the data for 2025 yet. So when you think about what we're talking about and focusing on in this report, you see all these different kinds of tax-exempt organizations. But the ones that I think are most important for the context of what we're talking about today are the charity kind of organizations. And those are those 501c3s. And that makes up a vast majority of these organizations, particularly when thinking about the incomes and assets and some of these types of data. We have to think about how people file. So when you're a nonprofit, when you're a tax-exempt organization, you file in this form 990 quite often. And you get a lot of data from these 990s and 990 EZs. But with the postcard filings, these are these e-postcards. So most small nonprofits can actually file on here. And that's a small nonprofit is a nonprofit that there are a little some caveats to this, but generally that are earning under $50,000 a year. So these are the small nonprofits where you still file. You just don't file very much information, particularly related to income and assets. And then we've got religious organizations that are exempt, and then there's some other exempt organizations. So really, when you think about this, most of the data that we're going to be talking about today are related just to those larger nonprofits that are earning more than $500,000 that file typically on that form 990 and 990 EZ. But almost three quarters of charities are small in terms of assets and incomes. Many organizations with incomes less than $50,000 report no income. And then when you think about this, there's another 12% of organizations that are also small, and they're filing, they are filing an amount. They're actually filing on that form 990 or 990EZ, not the postcard, but they're also showing incomes under $50,000. So this is at least 56% of the organizations in the state are pretty small in terms of nonprofits. Most of the nonprofits in the state and in the nation really are these very, very small nonprofits that perhaps have one person or a few people doing things part-time or on a volunteer basis. But when you think about it in terms of averages, the averages is skewed up typically by just a handful of those very, very large nonprofits, like hospitals and hospital organizations, entities that are nonprofits, and like large philanthropies, of which in Utah we have a few very large ones, and large nonprofit education organizations.
And I guess I have some thoughts on it too. Like, we're a public policy organization. We our whole goal here is like, what policies, what can we do to make Utah a better place to live or a better place to be or a more successful community for everybody? And that's kind of our goal here. And then often we just look at government policies. We look at like, what can cities do better? What can the state legislature change? You know, that's, in a lot of ways, that's our initial focus. Some people, you know, they have this belief that a lot of our problems in the world can be solved through businesses. You know, businesses can find a market niche, something that lacks, and they can build up a service around that, and they can provide that service and solve some problems that way. But it seems to me like nonprofits kind of is a different approach to that. It's where you find, you have a specific cause you believe in, you go out and you find other people who share that cause or share that vision or want to contribute to that somehow. You can build up resources, and sometimes that's money or sometimes that's volunteer efforts. But it's essentially just a group of people you get together with to try and solve a problem or in your community, whether that's having a club where you can get together and have some association, whether that's pooling resources so your city can have a ballet or an orchestra, or whether that's, you know, supporting a foundation like Utah Foundation that goes out and does a public service of trying to educate people about their community and what they can, how it works and what we can do to make it a better place. So I mean, oftentimes we focus a lot on government, how the government can solve our problems. But I think this helps illustrate the power and the breadth and how many small holes are being filled by nonprofits as well.
Great answer. Another great, perhaps sprawling, but great answer, Christopher. You guys are here as interns of working with a small, well, or maybe not so small, nonprofit. What do you think, why are you doing it? Are you doing it just for some experience, or is there something else about working with a nonprofit that maybe you get something out of? Any thoughts on that?
I feel like it was kind of what Christopher said, where you like want, I don't know, gather people that all have a shared value and interest and, or I guess, urge to contribute to something. And it's like, I know we kind of joked about it or about group projects and how frustrating they can be, but it's like less frustrating if it's a group of people that all want to share the same goal. And in our case, that's just like educating people and making information more accessible. And I think if we all are on the same page about that goal, then it makes progress a little faster.
Yeah, I love that.
It's also like really interesting how a lot of the nonprofits just don't make any money or like have even just assets to be like, I don't know, wealthy. And so it really is just a matter of like, what do you care about and what do you want to contribute your time and efforts to? So it's cool that Utah's like really high up in that, like a relative to the nation.
Yeah, and I think there is something about those small nonprofits that you get somebody that is interested in something, mm-hmm. and basically wants there to be a job that exists for it and gets a board together to support this job that exists that may or may not be paid, but at least it's a job that then gets out there and does something around the arts or education or whatever the case may be, or mental health or pets. And some of these turn into big things. I mean, some of these turn into ultimately like Best Friends Animal Sanctuary at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that charming may not be the right words, but on what Christopher was saying about businesses and governments and the space that nonprofits operate in, I think that there's something really interesting about being removed from the profit motive in the way that business mostly are, and not having that sprawling characteristic of government, so having to tackle all problems and having to follow certain guidelines and certain rules, and that can be a little paralyzing at times. I think that the niche that nonprofits are operating in, like that bigger freedom, more similar to business in terms of risk taking and way of operating and choosing where to fight and where not, I think it's really important and really interesting, and I wanted to be a part of that that space to have that experience, those different sets of incentives.
Yeah.
I think in our research process, like we talk about external review for Utah Foundation. And so I think like specifically public policy nonprofit is kind of cool because I think like people act as sort of an external review, but they have to clock in for work. They have busy lives. So like specifically for me, it was like something like the Utah Foundation can operate full time as sort of like an external review of like local policy, say. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, I was just really interested in public policy work, especially some of the others mentioned, and educating the public on how to make our communities better. And so that's what drew me.
I wonder if there's like an increased degree of like trust between the public and nonprofits just because of the difference in incentives. Like, do you think that's why they are so or can be effective? Because people might, you know, understand that it's from a personal initiative.
That is a good question. I mean, I think the answer doesn't go without saying. I think that there is some, I have heard grumblings about nonprofits from people, even people that know that I work and have worked for much of my life in nonprofits. So I would like to think that that's true, and hopefully it is like overall, but I think that maybe it is for some people and maybe isn't as much for others.
You're asking a very biased sample here.
Yeah.
The report, The State of Nonprofits in Utah, A View of Charities from IRS Filings, is available on the Utah Foundation website, utahfoundation.org, along with hundreds of other reports on a range of topics from tax policy to social capital. The voices you heard in the conversation included Utah Foundation President Sean Tigan, Research Director Christopher Collard, Research Analyst Ashley Marshall Cantor, and interns Holden Cheney, Lucas Souza Rodriguez, Jazz Landeros, Jackson Sheen, and Marin Cottrell. Your thoughts on our work at Utah Foundation are always welcome. Our mission is to inform and engage Utahns with illuminating, independent, nonpartisan public policy research. Thanks for listening to Utah Thrives. I'm Dan Bomas.